Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise. Glory, 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 glory.
Yep. Thank you. You know, thank you. You just praise the Lord constantly. Amen. Amen, sister. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We worship you. We magnify you. Okay, so you know, California, now they can't even have church. and they can't sing. However, I was talking to Darlene Burley, and they haven't been singing in their church.
Come on.
And do you realize what a privilege it is to it? And it sounds like they still have 10 people or something. I mean, it's like, it's way, we are blessed.
Amen.
We are blessed to have the governor that we have. No singing. See, but Jay Sekulow is, he's going to... Sue, I don't know how, you know, because that's against the Constitution, actually.
He knows what to do.
Amen. You know what? You need to sing with all your heart.
Amen.
With all your heart and come from here, not from the head. We're not just singing for the heck of it. We want the presence of God in here.
Amen.
I want the anointing of God, the presence of God, the glory of God. We were saying as it covers the earth, the glory is supposed to, we need to say it because now is the time. Revival is here. There's revivals going on all over the place. Revivals are going on in different sections of cities. You know, all over the place, but there it's gonna multiply. You know, so we're trying to get you ready. You know, we need to be ready for this because there's no way it's not a people. You people are going to go out and get souls into the kingdom of God. Me too, everybody. Okay, you can be seated. So we're going to receive the tithes and the offerings, and so go to Malachi today. Put up Malachi 8. Amplified. It says, will a man rob or defraud God?
Amen.
Whoa.
Yeah, amen. That's big stuff right there.
Do you get that? Will a man rob or defraud God?
Yeah.
Yet you rob and defraud me, said the Lord.
Yeah.
But they said to him, well, in what way do you rob or defraud?
Come on.
And it says, actually says, you have withheld your tithes and your offerings.
Exactly.
Now, you are cursed with a curse, for you are robbing me, even the whole church. It says nation, but it means church to us. Now, who's cursing them?
We are.
Yeah, but I mean, how does that curse get on him? The devil, you're opening the door to the devil. God will never curse you. You can't. All right. And it says, and I'm just looking here. I've got some notes on the side. The Lord actually says now, bring all the tithes, the whole tenth of your income. Do you know that it's all planned if someone gets into office as president, they are going to tax, the tax is going to be 90%.
Come on.
Wow. They're going to tax your income 90%. 90%.
Right. Wake up and smell the roses.
Hello.
God lets you keep 90% and asks for 10. And you know what? It never depletes you.
No, it doesn't.
Because it's going into the kingdom. And I'm not saying that so you give money. No, we've been doing this for 40 years. 40 years. 40 more than 40 years. 41. And you know what? It just... it's never depleted our bank account. Never. In fact, I just don't even know where the money comes from.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you, Ken and I give to this church three times what our tithes should be.
Praise God.
Three times it. It looks like we're making in the
more
six
you
figures.
Get, the more you get.
And you know what? There's never depletion. Never depletion. Some of you are operating in fear.
Yes, you are.
Because you're operating in the Babylonian system. But get this in your spirit, real strong. You know why I'm saying this? Because I love you,
love
and
you.
I want you to increase.
We want you to be an example.
I would never, ever in this church have, a bake sale so that we could raise money for the carpet. We have to trust God.
Yes,
I trust God, not those kind. That's the world's way of doing it.
Car washings.
I mean, people have suggested it, but do you see what I'm talking about?
Come on.
You know what? Honestly, I didn't plan this because I thought, I didn't have anything for tithes and offerings. I thought, I'm just going to go to Malachi. Okay. Okay, verse 10. Bring all the tithes. Now that it's you bring, remember? You bring is a command, all the tithes, the whole tenth of your income into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. It says meat, that there may be provision even for you.
Bring it on.
There's provision. And prove me now by it. The Lord says, hey, test me. See what happens. Give it a try. Give it a try. Says the Lord of hosts, if I will not, if just prove me, I'll show you something, he says. You know what I'm going to do? If you do that and you start to trust me, maybe you aren't even trusting me, but just give me a try for 3 months. And he says, if I won't open the windows of heaven for you and pour you out blessings, that there won't even be room enough to receive it. And then he says, and I will rebuke the devourer, the insects of the plagues, and break down of your equipment and your car and your wash machine and your stove and all the stuff, you know, and car accidents. You know what? I've always heard if you have a lot of car accidents, check something. Something needs to change. The door's been opened somewhere. He says, I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he will not destroy the fruits of your ground, and neither shall your garden drop its tomatoes before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts. And the word for rebuke there is cripple and paralyze. See, the devil is the seed eater, and we're the weed beaters. He's the seed eater, we're the word beater. So now we don't even have to have him rebuke the devourer for us, because now we've been given authority.
Yes,
I said to the Lord, that's the Old Testament. We're in the New Testament, and we have been given authority and dominion. And then I said, okay, Lord, if we're taking authority, how come sometimes it doesn't work?
I know why.
And he says, because if there may be, it says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind. Oh, that's such a good scripture. Everybody said, I'm going to love. Ooh, and it's all mushy, mushy stuff. There's more to it than that. And he says, on this hangs all the law and the prophets. That's kind of a law. I mean, you know, that says it there. And maybe you're in unforgiveness.
Come on.
Maybe you've gossiped about somebody. Uh-huh. Maybe you, did something there that opened the door, and he can't, that's what he said to me, I can't rebuke him.
No.
Because love hangs on all the law.
Yeah.
Everything in the whole Bible that he tells you to do hangs on love.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Ooh, Nancy Dufresne wrote a book on love.
Yeah,
and I bet you she has 10 pages of what it means, 1 Corinthians 13. I'm sure we got some little things from her. This far exceeds what she wrote in those little things. Far exceeds. There's pages and pages of every translation and what it means.
Yeah.
You know, love of God takes no account of evil done to it. Well, I'm going to get even with that person. Yeah, I'm just going to let everybody know what they're like.
Come on.
You see what I mean? You're not walking in love. And so then that's why that windows of heaven can't be opened.
Yep.
Right.
See,
right.
So those are things you've got to watch. Or you stay in unforgiveness. You know what? All of this works by faith, though.
Yes, it does.
You walk by faith.
Yep.
You don't walk by feelings. We're going to talk about that today.
Nope.
About, anyway, feelings and emotions again.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and all nations, hey, they're going to start noticing it. They'll call you happy and blessed. For you shall be a land of delight, says the Lord of hosts, the warrior God. Your words, here's more. Your words have been strong and hard against me, says the Lord. Yet you say, what have we spoken? You have said, well, oh, that tithing especially, that's just a bunch of baloney. It's useless to do that. I don't have enough money. I got to pay my bills. Well, I'm glad you're paying your bills, but trust him. And what profit is it if we do this, you know, or keep these ordinances and walk, oh, now I'm all worried because I can't, I gave it. And, you know, well, it probably didn't do any good because you were mad because you had to give it. Nobody, you never force somebody to do that. You can't force anybody to do anything. Please don't do that. That's a spirit of control, and it comes from witchcraft. But you know, the Word of God tells us how to live. And so that we can live a good life, and we literally can live heaven on earth. Okay. That's it. That's it. Okay. Unprepared for that. Okay, so we'll receive the tithes and offerings. And you know, looks like here, sometimes you see me have two checks up here. There are people that send their tithes in. This one's from California. You know, some of them are from people right down the street who can't get out anymore.
Or
older people who haven't forgotten us. And you know, they come from even different states sometimes. Praise God for that. Because they said they haven't found a church that they wanted to tithe to. So they keep tithing to us. So, amen. So, got it up there? Yep. Okay, God, we thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God, for everything, God. Thank you, Lord. As we receive today's offering, we're also thanking the Lord for jobs and better jobs, raises and bonuses, benefits, sales and commission, favorable settlements, estates and inheritances, interests and income, rebates and returns, checks in the mail, gifts and surprises, finding money, bills paid off, bills decreased, blessings and increase, generosity, increased capacity, new skills, witty inventions and ideas. Divine favor. Thank you, Lord, for meeting all of my financial needs, that I have more than enough to give into the kingdom of God and promote the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen and hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, we got a utility bill and it was $20 was taken off of it.
Wow.
And this heat, I think I signed up for something with the thermostat, and our house was cold as could be, to be honest with you, all this time. Yeah, bills decreased. Yeah, didn't even expect it. Okay, anyways. Ooh, such a strong anointing here. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus. You know, praise is the highest form of prayer that you can have. In fact, throughout my notes today, I have, you know, when the enemy attacks, and especially the mind, the best thing to do is worship.
Yes, it is.
To start to worship him, but to sing, to speak what comes out of your mouth. You know, it's just like, and they sang that it looks like we're not surrounded, but we're surrounded. It reminded me of Elijah, who said to his servant Gehazi, Gehazi went out in the morning, and he looked, and they were surrounded by an army that was going to destroy them. And Elijah said, don't worry, don't fuss. And he said, God, open up the eyes of my servant. And he says, go back out there and look. And there were warrior angels. There were more of us than there were of them. There's more angels now than ever before. You know, that presence, though, has so much to do with your words, what you're saying, what you're doing, how you're following Christ, where your heart is.
Draw near to him and he draws near to you.
That's right.
Praise God.
Lucas, I had gotten a word, and, you know, we've got to change.
Yes, we do.
We've got to change.
Yeah.
You want to you can be dismissed with the kids if you want, are you the one? Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, go ahead and you take them. You can be seated. You know what? It started to just. There's things you need to know and you need to practice in your life. For one thing, Colossians 1:13 says that we've already, the second, it's important you don't. Now, one of the things that is happening with the Antichrist agenda that is going on in the United States of America that wants to destroy our country, is that people are getting distracted.
Yes, they are.
The one thing you can practice in church is when somebody walks out, you don't have to go. And you know what? Right then, the word of God might have been for you.
Yeah.
It might have been right there for you.
That's right.
I've seen it happen. It's the devil doing that. And we don't want him in this place.
That's right.
One of the things was Mary's not here now. Distraction, deception. Deception is huge in the United States right now with what's going on. And there was another D.
Division.
Yeah, division. So, you know what? Don't let the enemy divide you. Don't let him recognize. Wait a minute. There's something being said here. He's trying to divide us.
Yep.
I'm not going to put up with it.
No way.
Amen.
You know what? So what they were singing, I mean, oh my gosh, that song. I wanted to lay on my face and just pray in tongues and cry. You know, if you feel that, we need to pray in tongues for our country and for what's going on.
Yeah.
Whew.
Yes, we do.
Okay, so immediately it reminded me, Colossians 1:13 says, the second you are born again, the second you're born again, you are translated. from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of God. That kingdom of God is the kingdom of heaven.
Yes.
You are have the ability to walk like you're in heaven.
Yes, you do.
Then it says, and to prove all that, see, you're not getting it.
Yeah, you're not.
You're not getting it. You literally are walking on the earth,
yeah.
but you're in the kingdom of heaven.
Right.
And you can, I've said this over and over and over, but I didn't, you got, one of these times, that's why you got to do it over and over.
Yeah.
So you get the revelation of this.
Yeah.
Then it says that we are literal citizens of heaven. Our citizenship is in heaven, even though we're walking on the earth. Then in Ephesians 1:3, it says that we are blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. But that just sounds like, oh yeah, we're blessed because it comes down from heaven. I didn't get what that scripture meant until there was another version that Nancy Dufresne had found, and it says we can already enjoy everything that's in heaven.
Amen.
Then it says, and I can't write where it is, you can live heaven on earth.
Amen.
But see, God wants to get us to that point, and those are the ones that are going to get raptured.
That's the ones that get raptured.
I'm really serious.
You betcha.
But see, we're trying to teach you this revelation knowledge over and over and over and over. I don't got it either. The more I say it, the more I'm going to get it. But I just know that I'm already a citizen of heaven. That I mean, you know, one time I was really had that bad cold, and that was way back in the 80s. But and I couldn't go to Wichita to some minister's thing where that was going to be a bunch of fun. But besides teaching, and all of a sudden it came to me that scripture. I've already been translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is the kingdom of heaven. It's the same place.
Amen.
And I went, devil, you can't even go in that kingdom. You're the one who caused me to be sick. Get out of here. And if I am in any unforgiveness, though, I did say that, or anything that I've opened the door, I ask you to forgive me.
Yeah.
And you know what? I got over it just like that.
Yeah.
And it was already going down, you know, my bronchioles and everything. You know, those dumb colds you get in the winter. I don't get them anymore.
I don't get them anymore.
Except
either.
This.
No way.
Last year. Something was cuckoo.
Was
some of us probably had coronavirus before it even came out. Made me wonder. Yeah, I'm serious.
I don't wonder.
However, but okay, there are things you need to know who you are in Christ. That's one of them.
Yeah.
You're a citizen of heaven.
Yeah.
Already, it's done, finished, the end.
Yeah.
Jesus did it on the cross.
Glory to God.
You're already healed.
Yeah.
It's done. Oh, Lord, please heal me. You don't have to ask him. He's already done it. But see, you've got to understand that. I'm not there either, but I know that this is how you teach it.
You don't get sick, though, honey.
You tell. You do this. Okay. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. That's 1 John 4:4.
Come on.
You know, 1 John 4:7 says, as God is. It says some other stuff first. Then it says, as God is, so am I in this world. God wanted us to imitate him. No, we're not God, but he gave us the power and authority over the demonic spirits. And this is true. This is true. We've got to know these things. And so that we can participate in all of this revival. In all of this. There's just certain things, even greater works shall we do because Jesus went to the Father.
Right.
It's so important. Put up spirit, soul, and body. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay, on Wednesday, we talked about emotions. And the Lord said I was going to talk about angels on Sundays and emotions on Wednesday. But some of you never come on Wednesdays, so he said, give it Give it now.
Come on.
Give it emotions, and then maybe on Wednesday we'll go back to the angel thing. But spirit, soul, and body first. Before you're born again, this is what your spirit looks like.
Yeah.
Now, you are a spirit being, whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
Animals are not spirit beings. Animals have a soul.
Come on.
And a body. We are a three-part being.
Yes, we are.
And we have a spirit.
Yeah.
We are spirit beings. We have a soul.
Come on.
And that soul means your mind, your intellect, your will, and your emotions.
Uh-huh.
Or your thinker. Your chooser would be your will.
Yeah.
And your feeler
is
your emotions.
Yeah.
Let me preach. Okay. The second you get born again, light comes into your spirit. Jesus comes to live inside of it. However, maybe like me, I was 40 years old, 39, when I got born again. And I was used to the soul area in the ways of the world. That's all I knew was the ways of the world. That's how I'd been trained up.
Yeah.
Mostly by senses.
Yeah.
Everything senses.
Yeah.
See, by this time though, we've got to get rid of that.
Yeah.
I'm still fighting it. I just am honest with you. So your soul, your mind, will, and emotions, and then in Romans 12:2 it says, don't be conformed to this world. After you become a Christian, you're not supposed to go with the ways of the world. Don't be conformed to it. Don't go to the world for your answers.
Come on.
Go to God for your answers. Quit it. He's got all the answers.
Yes, he does.
But it takes some effort of doing things. You know what? I can tell you this. Just because you're born again, you're not going to get raptured in rapture.
No, you're not.
This has got to be somebody who is really beefed, going higher.
Amen.
Come on.
Let me tell you, there's other raptures and you'll go to heaven, but there may be a time of tribulation.
There will be.
You know what? That's what I'm striving for in this church, for us to learn that.
Yep.
To learn that.
Yes. Come on.
Okay. And I just said that out of the blue. But your mind has to be renewed with the Word of God.
Exactly.
You have to get into the Word and start to know who you are in Christ.
Yeah.
We can have just nice little sermons about all this. And I'm not trying to... I'm talking to myself too. But this will make you free.
Yeah.
We're already being made free by God, but are we free? No, not really.
Yeah.
You know what? Okay.
I act free.
So you have to have the will of God. And without reading the Bible, you're not going to know what His will is.
Yeah.
And you have to keep your emotions intact.
Yeah.
That's the biggest one.
Yeah. Come on.
That's one of the biggies, because it'll start to affect your mind. Oh my gosh. The emotions really start to affect your mind. Woohoo! Okay, now are you all listening again? Okay, your body is, and you have a body. Now that body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Once you're born again, He lives in your body. If you didn't have a body on earth, could He live in you?
No.
No, there's... So you know what? Just for that reason, take care of your body so that you can keep moving on.
Big time.
So we can preach the gospel to everybody. So you can do what God destined you to do. Okay, so you're a spirit being. You have a soul, a mind, will, and emotions. You live in a body. That body gives you the right to take authority over the devil.
Yeah.
That's why... The devil is trying to take over you.
Uh-huh.
Your body.
Right. You betcha.
Because he wants to use it for his purposes in the earth.
You betcha.
somebody else wants to take you over too.
Jesus.
It's God. He wants to use you in the earth too. The devil forces you. God does not. God loves you. That's why you have to strive for this. You have to make it the great love be the great quest in your life. But all of this be the quest in your life. Okay. So now what did I say? Your mind, will, and emotions. The Lord says, okay, Psalm 103 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, my mind, will, and emotions. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, my mind, will, and emotions, and forget not all his benefits." Psalm 103, it'd be good to memorize it. He has a lot of benefits for you. You know, some companies have good benefits. You know, insurance and all that stuff.
Come on.
Yeah, but when you make your soul, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, my mind, will, and emotions." You get that mind, will, and emotions of the Word of God. You act the way the Word of God is.
Yes.
You'll have benefits.
He
forgives all your iniquities, and he heals all your diseases. He redeems your life. He rescues your life from a car accident, from destruction. He crowns you with glory and honor.
Yeah.
I mean, it just goes on and on. Just read it. We're not doing that this morning. Okay. Now, emotions, and we gave the definition last Wednesday, but emotions can control your life. If you don't take charge, if you don't take authority over your emotions. Now, we all have emotions, and God gave it to us, but don't allow your emotions to have you. So the definition of emotion is feelings on the inside caused by pain. Feelings on the inside caused by pain, or they might be called feelings from pleasure. You just got $1 million. Are you? Hey. With the purpose of trying that pain or that pleasure, has a purpose to try to move you in another direction. See, so some of us are ending up in the wrong place because of emotions.
Right.
But we've allowed it, but maybe you didn't have any teaching on it either. Right?
Yeah.
Sometimes we're ignorant of some of these things. But we have to learn when those emotions get out of hand, and you'll know when they do, learn to take authority. See, we were designed by God to be victorious. We were designed to take mastery over we're designed that way. We've got the ability to do it because he wouldn't have even told us unless we could do it. Amen?
Amen.
We're not supposed to be the victims of emotions and let them master us. You know what? I'll tell you, because you know where all this emotion stuff starts?
Uh-huh.
Anybody can give me the answer? Not you. Not you. Thinking. It all comes from thinking first. Stinking thinking. Oh, they don't like. Oh, you cannot. I got to fight that stuff all the time. You just by stinking thinking, you can become offended. It's not even true.
Sure.
Yeah. I've been there, done it. We are beings that are made in the image of God. As God is, so are we in this world. Think what that's saying. That's what the Bible says. And so we're supposed to reflect the image of God on the earth. We're supposed to reflect the image of God on the earth. We're supposed to reflect, his power,
come on,
his love, and His truth. We're supposed to reflect power. We're supposed to reflect love. And we're supposed to reflect truth. See, sometimes, you know, I might say something up here and they don't think that's love. Yes, it is. Love is telling the truth. Love hurts sometimes. But you got to tell the truth. Okay, so we're supposed to be demonstrating His authority on the earth. And our purpose is for us to be a mirror of God. But it all starts with our emotions. You think wrong, emotions build up. You can wake up thinking wrong. I've been there. And it throws off the chemical balance in your brain. Depression can come in. Anger can come in. Just from stinking thinking. You know what? I actually looked, you know, some of the chemicals in our brain, you all, that bring us joy and happiness. Dopamine. You know, that's what we call people take dope. Well, you know, that's where they got that word. But you got it right in your chemicals that God gave you. They make you woohoo! Like you're drunk, like you're high on drugs. But it's a better high, right? Dopamine, they affect your joy and happiness. This one is, oxytocin. Woo! I just had, you know, I had knee surgery, and I still got, I shouldn't even tell you this. You might come on, raid my house. No, I'm just kidding. Of course, they gave me oxycodone, but I have a whole bunch of it left because I got, you know, rid of it right away. Didn't take much of it. But let's think, but you've got oxytocin. Oxytocin in your chemical in your brain. You've all heard of this, serotonin.
Yeah. Come on.
And your endorphins. You know, exercise gets your endorphins going. Okay, but I just thought I would tell you that because that is all chemical balance. But see, the chemical balance gets thrown off by stinking thinking.
Exactly right.
Oh, you got a chemical imbalance, but why? And we're giving you the answer. But see, you can fight that.
Yeah.
You can fight that thing. You can fight that.
Come on.
You can fight that wrong thinking.
Yeah.
What am I saying? Ugh. Hey, if I can do it, you can do it. Okay. All right. 3 John 2.
Come on.
And just do it out of the King James.
Hallelujah.
3 John 2 says, Beloved. Hey, and he's, yes, I'm your beloved, Lord. What? So beloved, I pray above all things. And that one says, I wish, but there's other translation said pray. I like that much better. I pray above all things that you would prosper. He wants you to prosper, and he wants you to be in health. How do you do it? Yeah, you tell me in there. Read it. As your soul, your mind, will, and emotions prospers. You're going to prosper as that prospers. How do you make it prosper? By renewing your mind with the Word of God. That's how you make it. That's how you get money even. That's how you get better health.
You betcha. Yeah.
Okay, so according to that, as your soul goes, so goes the rest of your life. And there's only one way, what did I say? You know, your spirit man's filled with God, okay, because you got born again. But then you've got to renew your mind. You've got to reprogram it, you know, all right? So, see, a lot of people's lives are governed by emotions. And you know, because that's mostly how the world does it.
Uh-huh.
Everybody got this?
Yes.
And we want to learn to take authority over those emotions so you can take your life back. The life that God gave you. See, God created us to be in control as He is in control. So He wouldn't even told us this unless we have the ability to do it. We've got everything He tells us in the Bible. He told us because He's given us the ability to do it. But you've got to fight the good fight of faith. When you fail to control your own self, what happens is you begin to control other people. And so you can feel that sense. Okay, let me tell you this. God, as human beings, with a mind, will, and emotion, I mean, with a spirit, soul, and body, He gave us some ability because of that authority to be superior on the earth. Okay, I mean, sometimes you feel that, right? But, see, that's why... Oh, okay, God, help me to get this straight across here. So we feel that sense of superiority that God created us to have. What superiority? We're supposed to have dominion and authority over animals, over storms, over the devil's attacks. Never over people. But if our emotions are out of control, what we begin to do is control others to get that sense of superiority. Yeah. So insecure people try to control others. Now, when you take charge of your emotions, it doesn't mean you don't have emotions.
Come on.
We all have emotions.
Yeah.
Jesus had emotions. God has emotions. Now, we might say, well, I walk by faith and not by sight. But you still got emotions. And it's good to walk by faith, because when you walk by faith, it's so funny. I think this was God. This morning I got up, 4:30, and I turned on my phone and went to YouTube, and there was Kenneth Hagin. And you know what it said? Faith or feelings.
Yeah.
I went, well, I'm going to listen to that. And actually, it's 26 minutes long, but the first part of it is kind of what we're talking about. Now, if that wasn't God,
come on.
That had to be God. Because I never saw it the whole week. See, it's good to walk by faith and not sensory mechanism. Well, I don't feel like I have God. I don't feel like this, and I don't feel like that. That's not, I don't care. Just do it by faith. Forgive by faith. Do what you're supposed to do by faith. Begin to say the word by faith. Just go, greater is He that's in me, Asher. Greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. As God is, so am I. Even greater works shall I do. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Jesus, You took my sins. So You could give me Your righteousness. My gosh. Snap out of it, Jack. That's what it is. So see, you should walk by faith and don't allow yourself to be controlled by the things that affect your feelings.
Amen.
Don't make decisions by your feelings. Don't make decisions by those emotions. They can come from anger. They can come from self-pity. They can come from fear, all that stuff. You know, just like our speaker last week said, Galatians 5. You know, well, He told us the fruit of the Spirit, but right above that is the works of the flesh. How do you do all this? I mean, I'm not going to talk about this, but we will some other time. But see, you walk by faith and not by sight, but how you do that is you're led by the Spirit instead of this flesh, right? By your sensory mechanisms. Well, how do you get in the Spirit? By worshiping, like we worshiped this morning, by getting into the Word and speaking it, by tongues, See, God designed us to express emotions. He didn't, you know, he didn't make us robots.
Come on.
You know, we all have different emotions. We have different personalities. Yeah. But when sin and the devil and the curse came, emotions became perverted.
Exactly.
Our emotions became perverted.
Uh-huh.
All right? And then those emotions hurt you, but they also hurt other people.
Yes, they do.
Now, Jesus had emotions too, because he was just like us, but he kept them in check.
That's it.
Yeah. And honest to God, well, you can't say, well, that was Jesus. Nope.
Yeah, you're the man.
What he could do, we can do the earth. Because he was stripped of all his glory.
Yeah.
He didn't heal birds when he was a young little boy.
No way.
He never did anything until he was baptized in the Jordan, went to the desert for 40 days and 40 nights.
Yeah.
He came out and he was, the anointing was in him, just like the anointing's in us.
Yeah.
Honest to God, we can do what Jesus did on the earth.
Yeah.
He was our example. Okay, but I tell you, we're in a day and an hour when this is what you have to know, and you have to check those feelings and check the senses, you know, and don't be body ruled. Don't be sense ruled, but be spirit ruled. Okay, now, it's Wednesday. We said this, men and women have the same emotion. Because they're humans. But women are more aware and they express them more.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Men have learned to stuff it sometimes.
I don't.
They're very, you know, they bury it or are taught it.
Nope.
You know, I mean, then we even said Wednesday, and there were other people who said, I don't know who, but their dad, I've seen it. Little kids hurt.
Dad.
Real bad, and they wouldn't let him cry
because
he had to be a man
at
two or 3 years old. It's wrong. That is not right. But, you know, but sometimes women live longer, the doctors have said, because they don't stuff it. Now, let me tell you this, though. A spirit of grief will try to get on you, and boo-hoos sometimes feel good.
Come on.
Hello.
Ever been there? I have.
Wow.
They actually feel good. So men and women who are not born again are under the curse of being controlled by their emotions. You know what? Through emotion, Adam and Eve disobeyed.
That's right.
You know what? Even though you are blood bought, if your life is ruled by emotions, you put yourself back under the curse of the law. So we must not be ruled or governed in our decisions of life by emotions, or our lives will be destroyed. Emotions are okay. I mean, that's how we express love to each other. And I'm not saying that. It's going overboard. The devil uses it. See, control can be a bad word. Now, but we're also talking about controlling our emotions.
Sure.
Now, again, some people control other people because of insecurity. Emotions of insecurity and low self-esteem. But God never intended for us to control people. Only the birds, the fish, the storms, stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
Even in marriages, people compete as to who's going to control.
Yep, that's true.
God never called us to solve our problems of insecurity and trying to be powerful by controlling someone else.
Right.
Ugh. When you try to control other people, that means you don't have control yourself. And you know, some people were raised so bad that this is something that they have to get over. And I mean, I'm not, This is another thing, and I've seen it happen. You give somebody a title.
Yeah, that's true.
But they don't have enough influence to get people to follow them.
Yeah, yeah.
This can happen anywhere in a business, anywhere.
Yeah.
And because they're not inspiring enough, or it's all negative.
Yeah, huh.
So see, he starts to use that title to control people.
Exactly.
Now, I demand you do this. Uh-huh. I demand this. I You know what? But if you're really a leader, you will get people to follow you by godly influence.
That's right. That's right.
If you have to force people, change needs to come in your emotions.
I would say so.
Yeah. I'm in charge. If you obey me, you do what I tell you to do. You don't know. See, it's how you treat others because you're not inspiring them to do it.
Exactly.
So it's dangerous to actually to even give an insecure person a title because they end up hurting people.
That's right.
Now, some people only get a title in church and then they boss other people around and start to control instead of influence.
Yeah.
I'm sure how many people have encountered that. I don't mean in church, but any place.
Yeah.
I have.
Yeah.
So just think, you think wrong. Chemicals start to secrete wrong emotions. Wrong, wrong, wrong. So what are we supposed to be in control of mostly? Our emotions. We're supposed to be, let's everybody say it, I am supposed to be in control of my emotions.
I am supposed to be in control of my emotions.
Now, amen. So listen carefully. When you get a hold of your thoughts, you will control your emotions. And when you control your emotions, you're going to have a sense of security.
Yes.
Peace on the outside.
Yes.
You know what? You know, I bet you all of you have practiced this somewhat because of what we do here.
Sure.
Okay, come in. Nobody likes me. Everybody's okay, I'm going to fight this thing. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. I mean, all of a sudden, I've done it. Nor rather, it was more like this at first. Victory is mine. 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 Victory. Yeah, 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 yeah. See, that's going above it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Fighting it.
Yeah.
But that's what you got to do.
Yeah.
Recognize it.
Uh-huh.
I've done that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Does anybody wake up in the morning, and you're like, ah, you feel down, and as the day progresses, you feel better and better and better. I'm thinking, what? I don't know if that's a lack of oxygen when during the night. No, I'm serious. Waking up in the morning at your house.
Oh, yeah.
I don't, you know, that there's something to that. I never used to be, but I've got to fight stuff.
Yeah.
Thoughts. Terrible thought. No, people, I bet you there's a lot of people in here that have that. Yeah, but you don't just fight that stuff. So, see, then you have no, okay. All right. Now, if you want to deal with the real root issue, then you're going to have to deal with how you think.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And how you think is there's some kind of an issue that has a root from, could be from when you're little. The way you think governs your emotions that will follow. Because emotions will follow suit based on how you think. If you think it's okay to just go off on everybody every time something happens, then you'll be equipped with emotion to carry that out. It's, you know, we practice a musical instrument so we get better, right? And sometimes we can practice anger, and the more you practice it, the more you become better at it. You can practice adultery.
Yeah.
And it feels like nothing. You could. It's just like even the mafia. They said the first time somebody told, you know, the Godfather told them to kill somebody, they felt guilty. After they did it, they felt bad. The second time wasn't as bad. Third time was getting better. After a while, it was like nothing. It's like stepping on an ant.
Even like going to church.
I've heard them testify to that. See, if you think it's okay to commit pornography or adultery or fornication, then you're going to have the emotions to carry it out because you've been thinking about it. If even pornography, you might say, that's not right. I better not do that. I better not go look at it. You know, and the devil's whispering, oh, go ahead. Just go ahead. You know? And it just keeps building up, and you finally succumb to something. Or let's make it more simple. You're on a diet. And there's some cherry pie or apple pie. That's kind of like... and you go, better not. Pretty soon you succumb to it, and you don't eat just one piece. You eat the whole pie. That's a little nicer than pornography. But isn't that the truth?
Yes.
Yeah, so those are things our thinking has to line up with the Word of God, even with the pie or the diet. You know, or you keep yourself busy. Worship the Lord. Right? Worship the Lord.
Pray for people. You betcha.
You bet. And when your thinking lines up with the character of God, when it lines up with the love of God, when it lines up with the faith of God, you're going to have emotions that follow the way God thinks. Right?
Yeah. That's so good.
Huh. So, if your emotions are kind of out of control, check on what you've been thinking.
Looking at.
You know, maybe you were trained by parents to retaliate every time someone treated you ugly. Some parents train their kids to do that.
Yeah.
And you know, it's something you might have to get. If you get offended easily, then wrong emotions will follow. I've been there. Self-pity, thinking, rejection. So see, make sure that's when you've got to fight that stuff with the Word of God. Worship first.
Yes.
You know, speak the Word of God. Know who you are in Christ. What He's done for you. What He has given you. See, your thinking will result, whatever you're thinking, again, in a positive or negative emotions. Oh, so how are you thinking? Proverbs 23:7 says, and you don't even have to put it up there. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. As he thinks in his soul, really. But look, that's the heart. The soul is in the heart. It's divided. You know, Jesus, you know, you remember the diagram? Heart, division in the middle, soul, spirit. Jesus's spirit was pushed all the way. That's how I see it. He was so in the Spirit, led by the Spirit, that his Spirit pushed all that out. I mean, pushed it all the way into his soul.
Say that again.
You would ask that.
The Spirit pushes that all the way out.
Yeah, he was so led by the Spirit here's his Spirit. The Spirit kept took over the soul of Jesus. Do you see what I mean? But you got to work at that. That doesn't come automatically with getting born again. And if you were trained, I mean, some people, you know, they were just trained or left to just fight like cats and dogs in their houses and stuff like that. But if you control your thinking, you will control your emotions, and you can do anything. But if you allow emotions to rule, it's going to take you into a wrong situation. And sometimes you even ask, how did I get here? Your emotions took you there. You made a decision based on how you felt. Your emotions instead of based on the Word of God. Okay, watch those distractions. That's okay. Baby can cry. You don't have to look over there. See, right away, you've lost what I said. Now, and that's not. That's fine. I want kids to be in church. They need to hear the Word. Even little babies, you bet. So that isn't what I'm talking about. But don't let it go.
That's right.
And just then, God had something for you, and you didn't even hear it. See, no. Your emotions take you there. So you, okay. Proverbs 16:32. That one put up. Out of the Amplified. Praise God. Now, this is a lot of review just said in a different way from last Wednesday. You know, Proverbs 16:32. He who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his own spirit than he who takes the city. Whoa! A man or woman that can control their emotions is actually more powerful than an army that takes a city. Isn't that something? That's pretty big, an army that takes a city. So in contrast, if you allow your emotions to control you, you are like someone taken by an army. So you cannot be an emotionally controlled person because they will take you in a wrong direction. Your emotions take you in a wrong and they take you to a place of deception. They take you to a place of deception. Oh, can emotions do that? Woohoo! Just think about it. Oh, they've done that to me. And if you don't admit it, quit and admit it. I stole that from somebody. I don't know who. I'm going to quit it. And Jesse Duplantis. That's who I said. Just quit it.
Yep.
He said that's how his counseling was. Because you want a counseling session? He said they lasted 3 minutes.
Be warm.
Yeah. No, yeah. Be warm. Be filled. Be free. Quit it. Anyway, yeah, but it came from Jesse. I know he's the original. Now you cannot be an emotionally controlled person because it takes you in a wrong direction. How many times have I said that? But how many times are you getting it? Okay, 3 points. You can take control of your emotions. Some people think it's not possible.
Oh, yes, it is.
Now listen to me. You're a Christian. Somebody told you that was not a Christian that it's not possible.
Come on.
If God wrote it, that means we can do it.
Amen.
Do you get what I mean? Somebody told you might not be a Christian and doesn't read the Bible.
Bring it on.
And they are trying to help you and counsel you with emotion.
Better get away from there.
But that has to go in the spirit. Has to be from the spirit. Do you understand where I'm coming from? Are you sure? Everybody got it? What I'm talking about? Okay, some people think it's not possible that you can control your emotions once you're a Christian.
Yes.
And other people that are not Christians have told you that. But it is possible.
Amen.
But you have to renew your mind.
Yes.
And God can't force you. No one can force you.
Amen.
No one can tell you, like thoughts. You know what? We didn't even know that at one time you could fight your thoughts.
Right.
I didn't. Did you? Before I was a Christian or somebody told you?
No.
I didn't know you could fight your thoughts.
Yeah.
You know, your thoughts are either from God or the devil.
They
you say, well, those are my thoughts. No, you're just letting them ride.
Yeah.
He's told you what to do and say. Just because it doesn't, you're a Christian doesn't mean he's sitting there telling you. He brings up, has his little imps and demons do stuff to break a situation. See, now, you know you can fight those thoughts and those emotions with words. Just like Jesus said, he said to the devil, it is written. So, do you know anything that it is written? I mean, do you know anything in the Bible that says? You got anything under your belt? You got anything in the spirit? You know by heart? So, you don't have to, oh man, I got to look something up. It, you know, by that time, you won't even feel like it because of the thoughts. You know, or worship, you know, him. I'm always putting in that worship there. Okay. now you can't, okay, now this is from Kenneth Hagin. Good. You can't stop, he always used to say, you can't stop the bird, or you can't stop the birds from flying above your head, but you can stop them from building a nest in your hair. Right? Get out of there. See, self, this is another thing he said that I just remembered. He said, you have got to constantly renew your mind every day. He said, it's just like your hair. Your hair does not stay combed, right? And that's how much you have to renew your mind. Okay, self-control is a godly force. It's one of the fruit of the Spirit. It's called, also called temperance. And it's been designed by God to direct your lives to go where He wants you to go. Amen. Okay, self-control, another word for it is temperance. Well, get your life where God has preordained your life to be. But unyielded, uncontrolled emotion will lead you in the wrong direction. It'll lead you in a direction that is meant to kill, to steal, to kill, and destroy. And when you control those emotions, you're led in the direction, I'll give you life and life more abundantly. John 10:10. And you know what? When that direction goes, it affects other people. If it affects, depends on where you're at in life, your mother and father, it'll affect your kids. You know, or it'll affect your teacher, it'll affect the students. Some teachers are really mean. I mean, I've seen that, and some aren't. You know, some are understanding of kids. And then that teacher will control too.
Yes, it will.
That controlling stuff, it leads to controlling other people. Now, I mean, that's happened here, and Lord's taken them out. But the whole thing about it is, my heart always wants to help them.
That's my purpose.
My heart wants to help those to get over that.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that's the way we should be, you know, but then it's up to them. Well, it's up to you what I'm teaching you to do it. Remember the definition of emotion. It's a feeling on the inside. It's either pain or it's pleasure, and it's trying to move you in a certain direction. See, anger will lead you to go the wrong direction. Lust will lead you to sin. Pain will lead you to doubt God about healing. Right? You know what? Remember, Jesus had emotions, but emotions never had Jesus. Oh boy. That's probably better. Yeah, okay. The last, on Wednesday, we talked about, and I looked up so many things, and this Passion Bible was really good for that. Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he sweat blood came out of his pores, he knew what was going to happen to him at the time. And he literally, his emotions started to take over.
True. Yeah. Say what you did.
They did.
Say what you said.
Yeah, I will.
Man, that is powerful.
And they were starting, his emotions got so bad because, now listen to me, this is Jesus. They got so bad that it was trying to direct him out of the will of God.
True.
It actually was made him suicidal.
Come on. That's right.
And he said, thy will, no, not my will, but your will be done. But you know what? There was he said something else because he knew that the devil, okay, even the sweating of blood, doctors have said they've never, ever seen any blood come out of anyone else's pores. But he had to be so emotional about what he was doing that it came out of his pores.
Yeah.
Now, if he wouldn't have controlled that, he would have died before he ever went to the cross.
Yeah.
And your sins would not have been
still
forgiven.
There
was that part of it too.
Yeah.
The devil was going to try to take him out because then he started to know what he was going to do.
That's right.
Isn't that something?
Yes, it is.
Jesus had to control that. Oh, it gives me chills. Like, he was saying, ooh, that, just think he had to control that for us.
Yep.
He knew the torture he was going to go through. He knew the torture he was going to go through.
Yeah.
And thought, the beating and the shame and the 600 soldiers hitting him on the head and spitting on him when his arms were like this, could wipe off goobers. You know, it was sick. And then there were things. He was sexually molested because he had to stay all night in the dungeon part. If you read real carefully.
Yeah.
And the soldiers were down there with him.
Yeah.
He took all of that for us. All of it. For people who are sexually molested. Just know that he took all of that. He had to control his emotions on every one of those. Or he could have, you know, and God even said that he said that I could call on a legion of angels. How many legions? He said more than that.
Seven legions.
Yeah. And you know what? There's 72,000
in one legion.
Yeah. You could multiply that. The rest of this, so I'm going to go back over that because I don't want you to lose what I'm saying. I've got lots more notes, even just for today. So I'm going to stop. Ironically, there was somebody that hadn't controlled his emotions to a point where we asked him to even not come to our church. And ironically, that person found out from somebody else that I was teaching on emotion and on self-control and temperance, and they gave me this thing that somebody had given them to control themselves. I'm going to read it. And it's the fruit of the Spirit, self-control. There are two kinds of people, the controller and the self-controlled. Which one are you?
Come on.
Let's find out. The controller believes that the devil does it to them, or people, or circumstances. So they respond by blaming, resenting, or projecting frustration to a point of anger. They keep trying to manipulate people and circumstances to their advantage. But people and circumstances usually don't submit to our control. So their attempts to do that only intensify their pain and turn their relationships into power struggles.
Wow.
Oh, the more they try to control, the worse they feel. The worse they feel, the more they try to control. Refuse to live that way. The self-controlled understand that the devil can do nothing to them without their cooperation.
That's it right there.
And that they don't have to give it to the devil. They don't have to give the control to the devil. They understand that people and circumstances aren't their problem either. How they deal with them is. How you deal with that? So they respond by reminding themselves of three things. The person I need to control is me.
Yeah.
Amen. Number two, sometimes I must turn the people and circumstances in my life over to God and allow Him to deal with them.
Yes.
Because they can't control it.
Control.
Amen. It'd be like an abused child. Oh man, that'd be awful.
Yeah.
Number three, I must draw daily on the Holy Spirit's power in order to control my reactions and follow the sound mind principles of Scripture for staying in charge of my life.
Yes. Yes.
Do not be conformed to this world. You know what? Put that scripture up there.
Should, yeah.
Romans 12:2 out of the Amplified.
Yeah.
I've got the definitions of conformed and transformed. In my Bible.
Yeah. Bless the Lord.
Did I say Rome? Yeah, 12:2. I thought I said yeah. 2 instead yeah. of 12.
Y'all know this. Praise God.
Also, he's got on here, they've got on here 2 Timothy 1:7.
Oh, no.
Anybody know what that means? Now, okay, let's just, okay. 2 Timothy 1:7. Who can yell it out for me?
I will.
Did not give me a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. Yeah, the power is authority. The power of authority. That's what it is. The power to take authority. Okay, got that up there? Okay, do not be conformed. Now let me tell you what conformed means.
Yeah.
To act according to, now this is saying don't be conformed to this world.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So don't act according to the world.
Amen.
Don't be in agreement with the world. Don't be similar to be like the world or adjust to or accommodate or be obedient to or harmonious or submissive to.
Come on.
But... Well, wait, don't be fashioned after and adapted to his external, superficial, I always like to say, fake customs.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
See, quit it.
Yeah.
Quit it. We're spirit beings.
Yeah.
We're in God's place.
Amen.
Don't act like the world. Don't solve your problems like the world does.
No. No way.
But be transformed. Transformed means change in nature.
Yeah.
To convert from one state of acting to another.
Yeah.
Actually, it means metamorphosis.
Yeah.
Changing from a caterpillar to a butterfly. Okay? But be transformed, be changed by the entire renewal of your mind. There's only one way to do it. Wake up, everybody. And it's to get in the Word. By its new ideals and new attitude, so that you may prove for yourself what is the good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. Even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in His sight. The first one, the perfect will of God, means what to do in situations. The second one means your end destiny. Okay, now, so... As a result, many people, I must draw on the Holy Spirit's power in order to control my reactions and follow the sound mind principles of Scripture for staying in charge of my life. As a result, they avoid engaging in blame games.
That's good.
Self-inflicted pain.
Come on.
Turning relationships into war zones.
Okay.
Knowing that the fruit of the Spirit is
love.
Self-control or temperance.
Yes. Love.
Okay. Now, the world's definition of temperance is to stay away from alcohol. But God's definition means much broader than that. Okay? Self-control. They understand that the Spirit won't control them or help them control others and manipulate circumstances, but He will empower them to control themselves. Spirit-empowered people are freed from being part of the problem and become part of the solution God is bringing about.